Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes of a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the subject is a comedy starring Melissa McCarthy, and it's called Life of the Party.
I don't know if this was supposed to be a comedy or a Lifetime original movie. I mean, it was really, the tone was all over the place.
Melissa McCarthy plays a woman who's just been dumped by her husband, and in her recovery period, she decides to go back to college, but it happens to be the same college attended by her daughter, and so that's when the merry mix-ups begin.
And they're not that merry. And plus, it just seems that the schmaltzy sentimentality just ruins the comedy.
Yeah, you know, Melissa McCarthy and her husband, who is the director, Ben Falcone, they really don't have anyone to blame but themselves for this formulaic script. It does have a few moments that are funny, but it's really a tired formula. And I think Melissa McCarthy almost saves it by the sheer force of her personality, her likability. But this is one of those that you see all the gears working.
That, and I thought, well, maybe she's just trying to showcase that she lost a little bit of weight.
Oh.
I don't know. But it was mildly amusing. Maybe I got a laugh, but I think she needs to really work on her craft.
Yeah, and again, she does a lot of ad-libbing in all of her films, and so she probably decided, well, you know what, I can do this screenwriting thing too. And so she and Ben Falcone decided to take a shot at it. It's just, you've seen it all before.
Yes, and better done.
If you want that kind of story, maybe you should go back to the old classic Rodney Dangerfield film, Back to School, which has a very similar premise.
Save your money.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.